The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us, and it's great to be back live this week. Boy, what an interesting event of energies we are having, and it's constantly changing. I know some of you are probably feeling really worn out from it, and the good news is I have some very inspirational, uplifting messages to share with you that I received when I was doing the meditation for this show from Archangel Jophiel, the angel that brings positive no matter what's going on. And sometimes we just really need that extra boost and lift to help us find our way crawling up and out of that heavy area we might be in. And I know some of it's been tough for some of you, and then some are sailing right through. It just depends on where you are. There's no need to get angry when you see someone near you doing just fine and you're not doing so fine. It's okay. Bring it back inward. Bring it back inward and find out what is it that you need to learn, because everybody's on a different journey, but we're all really ascending and connecting to the same place. If you're brand new to the show, this is a show that's all about the metaphysical approach, energy, the energy behind everything, the root cause of things, how we can heal, and the angelic realm and how they support us. Now, what's been interesting this year is that the way I've been receiving information from angels and the spirit animals, because I work a lot with nature, so they use that for messages, that's still coming in, but angels have been helping us a little bit differently. And for some of us, if it's new, you feel like it disconnected. Another point that I want to make that's really, really important for those that have felt disconnected a little bit here and there, sometimes we're taken what would be called, let's use computer or internet terms, offline for a bit so that you can recalibrate, take that rest, and sort of do a reboot or a reset. Then they bring you back online. That's a weird way to describe it, but it's the one that can make sense to all of us in this technology age. So some of you might be just going through your reboot or your reset. And don't worry, when it comes back, you'll know it, and it will come back differently because it's coming back differently for all of us. And I have a lot to share with you today. I'm going to get through this and get as much of this out. The important thing that I want to make sure I get out is the positive messages and encouragement that Archangel Jophiel shared with me to share with you. Everything that I share with you is from experiences that I have, I have my tests, my trials, my interesting things that happen. And as I apply what they teach me, I have learned to ascend and overcome a lot of obstacles in life. I've learned to shift a negative into a positive because they both exist. But what we focus on is truly going to be creating our reality right now. So if you are one of those that has a lot of fear coming up all of a sudden here, this is going to help you a lot. And why are we feeling this? I mean, we're probably in the strongest surge of energies coming through that we've been through yet, honestly, in this shift that we're talking about. And right now we have 5 retrogrades. I did a show several weeks back on the 5 retrogrades that would be moving through. So you might want to go back and look at that. I don't want to put time into that on this show, have too much to share. And we just went through the Lion's Gate on August 8th. We had a full lunar eclipse on August 7th. Any kind of eclipse on any of the moon cycles magnifies it, okay? It just magnifies it. We had a Leo one. And now we're getting ready to come up on the 21st, another moon phase. Okay, that's going to be a new moon on the total solar eclipse day. So you talk about magnifying it. Wow. So We have a lot going on. All these retrogrades, don't let that freak you out. Those retrogrades help us review life in different areas, depending on which one it is. And like I said, there were several. Mercury, yes, of course, is in there. I think Uranus, Pluto, Saturn. I'm taking this off the top of my head, so don't quote me. I have to look at those notes because I don't have that here. I want to focus on some positives on how we're going to ride through this and make the most of this energy and the opportunities that it has. This literally is the line drawn in the sand the way I see it. We can choose to stay the way we were, take the comfort zone route, take what we know even though we don't love it, don't want it, not really happy in it. You can ride that out. That's your choice. You have free will. The angels are not going to do anything to stop you on that because you can choose. That's the point here. Sometimes we're frustrated. Why aren't they helping us? They are, but if you don't let them because your free will chooses not to accept it, think about that. We have to ask ourselves a few questions here, and I'm getting serious with you on it because I know there's people out there that really do want to shift. They really do want to change, and that's what I'm putting my passions in to this show and my effort about is to help you find what's going to work for you. I share what I've experienced and what I hear and what I know. It's up to you to receive, accept, or take it or leave it. If it's not working for you, find something that does. I'm a big advocate for that. I'm not saying to take my word for it. I'm saying if you hear something that's resonating with you, go check it out yourself. Do your own homework. Do your own research. Every time I discover and learn something new, that's exactly what I do. I put it to the test. I've got that researcher in me. I've got that learner that's part of me that I always want to learn. I always want to research. I always want to study. So I do that too. And if it's not working for me, I leave it behind. It doesn't mean it's not right. Doesn't mean it's not wrong. It just means it didn't work for me. Same for you. Same applies to you. So I have always worked with angels. They will always be around. They are part of this beautiful divine energy that is here to assist us along with our guides. I also had animal guides come in on for this one. I will share with you. We have a couple of emails from the email bag I'll share that are beautiful, absolutely inspirational stories. At least I know one of them is amazing. And the other one is like, oh, you're so close. So I'm going to share all that with you this week. And, you know, yes, I have been on and off with some encores because guess what? This energy is throwing it to us too. I've had to take a few encores. I wasn't here last week live because of the same thing. And I have a plethora of interesting challenges too. And we just find that I kept applying what they were teaching me in those different challenges that were coming up last week. And I went, you know, Raziel said to be flexible, 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 be flexible. There's something I'm not seeing. And I asked them to watch over and guide us as we went through something. And it was fine. It actually turned out to be better than we thought it would be because I just trusted the events and let it unfold. We were proactive in where we were being led. But, you know, if I had applied the old thinking or the third thinking or the negative, like now what's happening, now what's wrong, it would have been crazy. It wouldn't have been the same outcome. So I don't, you know, like I said, we have a lot of things I want to go through. So I'm kind of brushing over that quickly because I want to get to this. I really want to get to this information. Now, I want to welcome everyone over in the live video chat. Hello to you and welcome if you're watching on the video live stream. If you want to check that out, I have those details on my show page on jenroyster.com, or you can look it up on YouTube at Jen Royster. Very easy. We're also live broadcasting with Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. So we're out there for you, audio or video. We're here to help you. If you want to call into the show with a question this week, it's 1-800-930-2819. Now, what is Archangel Jophiel all about? Archangel Jophiel is here to help us with the frequency that we're feeling with all this energy fluxing all over the place. It's emotionally, and it's an emotional feeling kind of thing you're going to be up and down with, but it's the frequency of your heart, your energy, your heart, you know, where you feel emotions. is shifting. It's like a change of heart. The energy is helping you to shift and choose to change that. Okay, that means there'll be some letting go of some things. There'll be some saying goodbyes to some things. There'll be, don't be afraid to jump into something brand new. It's going to be that way. It's emotional. It's of the heart. The heart is your passions and who you really are and what you really, really want to do. Our mind will choose the logical comfort zone path. The goal here is to get the mind to follow the heart versus the heart, the mind lead, because that's the way it's been. We've been doing it that way, and we think we're being logical. But a lot of times we're making those choices out of fear, and we don't realize I'm not changing jobs or I'm not going for it because I'm afraid. I'm afraid of what? What is it you're not trusting in? So that's what we're talking about. We're going to take a short break, and then when we get back, I'm going to dive right into some of the information that Archangel Jophiel has shared for me to share with you. You are listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
1230 WBLQ.
And welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, you're watching or listening to The Jen Royster Show, and I'm Dr. Jen. Our topic today is some very positive, upbeat messages to guide us with insights from Archangel Jophiel. So that's what we're going to be sharing, and I want to get started on that right now. Okay, let me pull my notes up. Okay, So, first of all, who is this archangel? This archangel is all about experiencing, feeling the positive emotions in everything. That's right, everything, even when you're feeling challenged. This is a fantastic angel to call upon if you are feeling down in the dumps, if you're going through something tough and you're just feeling down, you can't quite pick it back up and find the positive side of life. Negative is out there, and whenever you feel like, hey, you know, I've got to get back up, you know, like pick yourself back up, this one can do that. This one is a beautiful, gentle angel that just comes in with just a soothing comfort and lifts your heart to see positive perspective, because there's always another perspective to everything, actually. Even when there's a challenge, we can find what we're learning from it and find a way through it in a different way. And I know some challenges are big. I know. I'm not denying that. I've certainly been through them myself. And I actually want to say hello over there in the chat to, let's see, over in the live chat, Speaks to Spirits. Hello there and welcome to the show. And looks like they always call on their archangels to help them with their mediumship and tarot reading. So absolutely, I do that before I'm doing a show. If I'm even going to do anything with the angels, I always do that, because I want to know that I'm connecting with divine guidance. I want to know that it's a safe environment and I don't have to second guess that. Whenever you're learning this, you can always ask them to validate to you, is that really Archangel Michael or so-so? You know, you can do that, because if you're not sure, you can always say no to anything you're not ready for, and you can always ask for them to validate who they are. I do know that one rule of thumb is they will be consistent. It will be something that is going to be for the best of you, for the better, not necessarily the comfort or maybe what you want to hear to make you feel like you don't have to do anything. So you have to think about that. Sometimes they will draw you out of your comfort zone, especially Archangel Raziel when you're working with him. And we have a great email that I will read a little bit later that came from a listener from a few weeks ago when we did a Raziel show. And it's very inspirational for everyone. So we will be sharing that. Now, here we go. Another thing with Archangel Jophiel about right now. Now, here's the thing. It's the beauty of the emotions. And that's what happens. And we're losing connection with when we are feeling overwhelmed by change, or we're finding that we're having trouble with sadness, or we just feel lower, you know, we're feeling like it's beating us down. All of this energy that's coming in right now, it's not intended to beat you down. It is not. I know it feels like it if we're resisting it, but it's truly here to open us up to new perspectives and a better way of life. That's the way I'm seeing it. That's the way it feels to me. That's inspiring me to push harder, to go to places that I've never, you know, thought to explore in spirit or energy or what my potential is personally. Because why not? We came here to live in this life and experience it physically. So you can experience positive physically just like you can all the other painful stuff. There's a lot of painful stuff that's coming up right now for people because they are bringing it up. The whole thing is coming up so you can release it and move it away, you know, like let it go, heal it. There's different things like that happening. Something else that's going on is all of this coming up is bringing to the surface maybe some things that you thought were already dealt with. That means that you just had a little bit deeper to go. You might have had a very deep rooted area. It may even have been ancestry or family related or culture related or group related of some sort. And you thought it was you and you thought you were good. And if it's coming up and it's affecting you, then it still has a power over, so to speak. And as soon as I hear that, that's what I don't want. I don't want anything having power over. And so I use that word because that makes me go, you're not going to have power over me anymore. So say somebody's doing something or making a choice that upsets you. Well, that's because you're letting it upset you, for example. If it keeps coming up, like, why is this coming up? Why is this agitating me? Why all the mishaps? Maybe you're learning flexibility and to go with the flow. Yes, we had that lesson last week here, so it was kind of fun. It was really interesting, and we learned some brand new ways to think about things, and it was actually very positive when we went that way. I'm saying we because I wasn't the only one. So here's the thing that I want you to carry through this whole show while we're talking about this. Fear-based choices entrap you. Heart-based choices free you. And this whole Leo heart energy, this whole eclipse, this whole time of energy right now is really pulling and prying that heart open. We've been giving you heads up about that for a little while now, several months, even starting last year, because it's a gradual thing. But now we're really in the height of it. And so it is, where do you want to be? That line in the sand is, which side do you want to be on? Do you want to ascend to a higher perspective of life, to a 5D life, fifth dimension? Do you want to stay in the third fear-based dimension? There's all that's going to be going around you at the same time. And that's where it gets a little bit confusing for people right now, because they go, oh, no, I want all these good things, but I'm seeing all these bad things happen in life. Watch out being attached to them. We can have compassion and we can pray for them. When I see things like that, I send the prayers and I ask the angels to watch over and help them in the way that they'll accept whatever is going on. But then I release and I have to let go, because the focus here right now, in order to help the whole world, we have to go inward and help there. If you're avoiding that, you're not really doing anything to help the world. I'm going to just say it. Some people aren't going to like what I just said. I'm going to be truthful with you the way they're bringing it to me. Now, Jophiel brings in some things that are probably tripping you up. And that's what I need to talk to you about now. Okay, I got some notes here. First of all, watch out with that mind or that ego side of us. Watch out. That's probably what's tripping you up with some of the things, if you feel that way. Okay. Here's why. If you're feeling trapped or stuck and you can't seem to move past this point, that's what I want to help you with today. When it comes from a feeling of fear, or you don't, you know, when it comes from a feeling of fear or you're feeling trapped in something, it's not actually real. I know, it's not actually real. You're like, what do you mean it's not real? I'm sure feeling it real. That's because you're believing that to be real. The goal is to change that and replace that with something that you prefer in positive and believe in that. I know. When we believe in it, then it comes in. It's not the other way around. It's not like, well, show it to me and prove it to me. You have to truly put your energy and your focus there, and then that starts to create a new reality. Now, another thing was, if it's stemming from anxieties, afraid of going out of the comfort zone, it's not actually real. It's all coming from a fear-based feeling stuck. It's feeling trapped by the fear of a shift or a change. This is what you want to apply to yourself and ask yourself a few questions personally. Where am I feeling that? Where am I feeling that it's not, you know, and look for that. Are you making choices because you're afraid to make a choice on something you really want? You're afraid that it won't be accepted. You're afraid of the consequences. I mean, you have to go there. That's what you're trying to resolve. And that's what you will have to make a choice on. So I wanted to give you that because that's super, super important. You know, we want to reassess, why do we need all this material stuff? Why do we need it? Do you need all of those things that you have right now? I have gone from having a lot to having nothing to having something and then backing off, realizing simple is better. You know, I mean, you'll go back and forth. I know I have in my lifetime with things I've gone through. It's why I'm here talking to you today, because I know I've been through some things. Not everything. I won't even try to tell you I've been through everything, but I'm sharing what I have been through, and I have been through a lot of loss. Material, people, you name it. I've felt that. I know what that feels like. I also know that I had to be true to myself, and it was the right choice. It was the right choice, and I'm better for it. And it's emotional when it happens. I hear a helicopter outside if you guys hear something. Now, Yeah, it sounds like it's just hanging out. We're right by the water, so sometimes they're going by with those little flags behind them on the planes and stuff. So these are big deal points that I want to bring up. I'm going to run out of time here, but we're going to keep going when we get back. Want to bring these up because we're at this place where we have to reassess, do I really want this? Do I really need it? Why am I so afraid to go for what I want? Jophiel wants to show you that you are absolutely worthy of living the life that you truly want. That's what this whole apple thrown up in the air cart thing is that we're feeling with this energy. It's to throw it all up, kind of reflect it back to us so we can make some choices, some big deal choices of where we want to move forward. And some of you may not want to at all. You may say, no, I'm done. I think I'm going to just stay. And I've had a few visits. I've had a few visits from Spirit Animal, and I will share that because it was right in line with this, and it's a funny story how that happened. That was yesterday while I was putting some of the ideas and notes down for the show, and I will do that when we come back, and we also have those emails I want to read. So we still have a little bit more we want to give you. I want to say thank you for tuning in today, and I want everybody listening right now before we go to break, put your intention on hearing the positive message that you need to hear or you want to apply to your life if you've already heard it. And whether it's from this show or not, listen for that. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show or you're watching our video live stream, and we will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's SilverGaia.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
and welcome back to the show. Boy, I'm going to zoom right through this. We have some great things coming up in the video live chat I want to read. And I want to say thank you for sharing those things out there, guys. First of all, we have a beautiful one that just, I could feel this when I read that. Humanity's consciousness is shifting more rapidly, and so it is breathtakingly beautiful. That comes from, let's see, Anthony Human. I don't know if these are usernames. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but I just want to say thank you for putting that out there. That's absolutely beautiful. It is. I'm seeing a lot of the shifts and changes. It's gradual. You'll see it at different levels. Be happy for them. Be happy when you're seeing someone deciding to change something in their life to be healthier and be better themselves. It may be something big. It may be something little. But they're succeeding in their journey. We have to be happy. It may not be the way we would do it. That's one of the big ones. You know, sometimes we get so excited because we feel so amazing. And like that phrase is that I've used before in the past, we want to go charge hell with a squirt gun. It's just not going to get you very far because people are going to be where they are in the reality they've chosen to be in that time and what they believe. Right now is a big creative time. So one of the things that Archangel Jophiel was bringing up is the creativity, resourcefulness, thinking out of the box. I went, wow, this is going right along with what Raziel was saying a couple weeks ago. But I asked for validation, like, Jophiel, that was something that Raziel was saying. Can you give me a little bit more insight on what you mean? And then this is what happened yesterday. Now, I have two wrens. Male and female. It was like a mom and dad, I guess. But it's not really when they would do their nesting. They've already done that here. All of a sudden, they're up on my balcony, and they're making this huge racket, a crazy racket. I've never seen them do this. And so I went, okay, they need my attention. And then they're hopping over to the window in the glass, the sliding glass door, and they're just standing there at the glass, looking in, like, where are you? Standing there, you're like, we need to talk to you. As soon as I acknowledged that, and I said, Jophiel, is this a message part of this? And I got a yes. They went away. Everything was fine. See, as long as I acknowledge and listen, you know, whatever that power animal is or that spirit guide is, you know, they don't need to continue to be there if I pick it up from there. And that's what happens all the time. So to look up Wren is interesting because what is the Wren all about? Resourcefulness, boldness. And that made me think of the old Star Trek, you know, or not even old, new, I guess. You know, I go where no man's ever gone. I mean, just go boldly with confidence and do it and be active and proactive in your dreams and your passions. If you watch the Wrens, they're like that. They never stop. They never stop moving. They're constantly going, 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 going. Well, they give you the ability to adapt. Their energy is about the ability to adapt, to think positively, find a way to make it work. In fact, one of the things that really stuck out is the father wren will sometimes build 6 or 7 fake nests before they finally, you know, mom and dad lay the eggs in the real one to kind of throw everybody off. And I went, what is that about? It reminded me of when we try over and over again and we go, oh, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. But what if you stopped at 1 or 2 or 3 and never kept going till you found the perfect one? You go until you succeed. You may fail a few times, if that's the word you want to use. I don't really like that word. I would say, okay, try. That's a path. You try it. Nope. Pull back. Try another one. And I really saw that in this message for everyone to listen to. Don't give up because what you've tried 3 or 4 times hasn't quite been perfect. Let that go. Drop that right there. Jophiel's saying resourcefulness, creative, think out of the box. Creativity is going to get you through this energy. And why is that? This is a creative energy, huge. Leo energy is very creative. And why do we need to do that? Because we're creating a brand new way of life, creating a new way to live. We're creating it. We're manifesting a new dimension, a reality, whatever you want to call it. And you individually, it's not going to happen if you're still listening to the old programming and what you already know and what's the comfort zone, you see? So do you really want to stay with what you know? It's comfortable. I'm not really loving it. But you want to try something else? At least take a half step toward it. You might find that you'll be so glad you did. Then you could take more. When I say that, you can keep logic in this. Absolutely. You can keep logic absolutely in the game here. Logic is, how can I be proactive? This is the way I would use logic at this point right now. You want something new. You want something new. You know you do. But you're afraid to go. That, you know, you look and you explore and you find out, you know what? I can do this. I can try something else. You do the little half steps. You do the little bit of proactive. You do whatever gets you excited to go. The Wren came through for all of us. They're happy. They keep going. They don't give up. And being creative, finding new ways to do things, you need to allow play into your life. I remember Raziel bringing that up a couple of weeks ago. We need to laugh. We need to lighten up. We need to know that life can be enjoyed, not just endured all the time, right? Are you getting caught in enduring? Or are you taking time to enjoy something? And there is the pessimistics out there that will just fight me tooth and nail on this. That's fine. Go ahead. But this is the way I'm going with it, and it is working for me personally. And the people that I've seen apply this, they may have to get up and try a few different ways that work right for them. But when they do, they're so glad they did. And then you see how strong you really are. You see, oh gosh, I had no idea I had this in me. That's what this is about right now. You want to open that up. Your mind, or, you know, the logic side of you, it supports you in your creative growth and designing and creating a new life by applying proactively. Like, okay, it can follow and support that way. It's a way to integrate it, because that is two sides of us. We don't want to ignore that side of us. It's part of our, who we are, but it's also a part of who we pretend to be. So we want it to be really who we are and follow that. If it follows our heart choices, it's following who we really are. And now you are going to be unstoppable in whatever it is you want to do. That's huge. So let's see, where we got a time thing. All right. Let me go through. I want to go into one of the emails, because the other one I'm going to read when we come back is a little bit longer. But I want to read this one, because this one, first of all, I'm going to really say I'm humble when I read this. And it means everything in the world to me to hear feedback from you guys, because we do put a lot of effort and a lot of energy and, you know, a lot of resources into the show, because we are very passionate about it here at the Jen Royster Show. We want to help you, and we want to help us help you, you know, and it's kind of like that. But this is from Megan, and she writes, I'm glad you're here to guide us and share Archangel Jophiel's wisdom. I missed hearing your guidance last week, which made me realize how much your weekly podcasts mean to me. Oh, okay. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. I'm so very grateful for you and all the love you put into the show for us. So that touched my heart, and thank you for that. I had a question for you. Okay, here's her question. I feel like I'm at a crossroads with career and finances. I'm building my coaching company and wondering if I can get a steady job waiting tables while I build up my clientele, or believe in myself enough to put all of my energy into my company. I'm not clear on if getting a waitress job is smart and practical, or if I'm lacking faith. I need to believe in my ability to serve God through my coaching. I would love any advice or guidance Archangel Jophiel has for me. Thank you for everything. Blessings to you, Megan. Right in line with what we're talking about here, that question. And there's a lot of people feeling that. This is where you can use the logic, or your, you know, your left brain thinking, to support your new creative outlet. Absolutely, you could do a little bit of both. There's nothing wrong with doing that and having a stepping stone there to support you. The other part of that is it gets you out there to meet people and get to know who you are. And, you know, that could be new clients that would really love your services. So I don't see where Jophiel's saying, no, don't do anything at all. They're saying whatever helps you support your passion, that would include maybe even a part-time. I'm not feeling full-time. I'm feeling part-time with that. But we also know that we have to eat and pay our bills, and I understand that. What you don't want to do is it become taking over your life to where your passion ends up on the back burner and now you don't have time for it at all. That's what you want to watch out for. That can happen when you take on this job to support your venture. You want it to support your venture, not take over and replace your venture. And that's the biggest thing Jophiel is saying. Heads up, watch out for that. But if it will help you do and get closer to your goal, then why not? There's nothing wrong with doing any of that. You do want to have faith and believe in yourself. And you do want to not wear yourself out too much, because then you won't have any energy for what you want to do. So there's a little bit there with that. It's a kind of a yes, but halfway step is what I feel in a long story short answer with that one. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I have another story I want to share. And we're going to just wrap this up about exciting you with positive energy with your emotions with Archangel Jophiel. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream of the Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
And welcome back. We're in the last segment. So what I want to do here is I have a wonderful story of inspiration that'll just show you what I'm talking about don't give up. This is amazing. This is going all the way down into that dark, deep side of you and pulling yourself back up by the bootstraps. Here we go. This is from Kelly. And Kelly writes, "Hello, Jen. I listened to your Archangel Raziel video a few weeks back. I was the one who reminded you of Merlin, and I do remember that, and I felt compelled to send you this story. Well, I meant to send it as soon as your live video ended, but I sort of got blocked by life. However, I've been trying really hard to get back and finish things I've started, so here is me doing that." So she's finishing that. That's awesome. Now, I am going to kind of abbreviate some of this because it is a rather long story and on time restraint here. She is an artist, and I believe when I saw her signature, she's an illustrator, cartoonist, artist, an extremely sensitive one. And after last fall, 2016, all the stuff going on last fall, she got a bit depressed, you know, the elections, everything. She didn't draw much. She was sad. And then she broke her drawing arm. Ah, think about it. Ouch. And then she knew that was a divine wake-up call to come back into spirituality. She's so happy to say that through the divine, she was able to heal her hurt heart, her sad mind. Her arm healed, and she slowly picked herself up and started creating again. Yay. But somehow she still felt stuck and sad. She was starting to feel like she wasn't the artist anymore. And she kept her thoughts positive, but she knew something was off, you know, basically. Then she said on a calm summer Thursday morning, she felt guided to open up and read Doreen Virtue's Archangels and Ascended Masters. That's a wonderful book, by the way. Wherein I did, it opened up to Raziel, Archangel Raziel, and she had never worked with him before. So she was excited to do that. Okay, she says, "All right, buddy, here I am. I'm pretty dense, but let's give this a go. I've got an open heart and I'm listening." Okay. She went to her day job, which was designing toys for kids. She says it's fun, but not quite what she really wanted to do for the rest of her life. And so she was looking and finding another job, putting a footing in her artwork. It was a bit of a challenge. That was similar to what Megan was saying earlier. And I'm peacefully working, and for no reason, my heart starts racing. I feel a horrible dread. I was panicking because I felt like I was about to be fired. Long story short, she said this feeling was just horrible, freaked her out, lots of anxiety, to the point of, you know, just whoa, freak out. You know, she took a shower, tried to calm down, did everything she could to calm down. Long story short, come to realize the next day, it was a coworker this happened to. It wasn't her, but she felt it. And she knew the angels were, okay, I need to listen. And she says, "I have heard that he wasn't like the other angels." She's talking about Raziel, "but did he really have to scare the crap out of me?" "Yes, apparently she thinks he did. I always second guess my intuition, and I never feel like I ever hear my angels because of this." So she goes on and on and on about, you know, how this ended up turning out to not be her firing, but she was picking up on something with that. Anyway, later on, she learned her lesson. She found the video that I did on Raziel, and through divine synchronicity, she found the show. She's now a subscriber, so we want to welcome her to the video world with us, and she appreciates the words of wisdom, and I'm just sharing what they give me, guys, but she says it really helped me out, and so thank you very much and helping confused people like me. Bless her heart. She's really fighting. I can feel the feisty don't give up in her, and I want to give you that kudo, Kelly. She said, "I've learned my lesson, and now I'm proud to say that I've been spending so much time back in my own studio practicing healthy selfishness and really just taking the time out to make my own art, which is what I feel is my life's calling. I hope you enjoyed my silly story, and please share it with everyone if it will help." And we did. And I just want to say thank you for sharing that. So she found her way back to her passion and her calling. And that's what the whole point of this is. Absolutely. We want to do that. We want to take it back to the real deal. But I want to send you a big burst of positive energy, because I feel like you could just use a big hug of love, and know that no matter what you've been through, You're not the opinion of anything else but your own. And that was one of the wisest things I ever heard. I remember that Wayne Dyer said that, I am not your opinion of me. And I love that. And I want to give you that. And I want you to know I'm asking the angels to wrap you up in a lot of love, because distress is very frightening when it happens. And fear can really freeze us and lock us up. But if we look around it to see what was behind it, we can find the way out to our own personal freedom, and we can walk right through it and dissipate it. And I want to say thank you for everyone that was over in the chat. And it's absolutely, it doesn't, I see what they're saying. We're sending positive out. What we want is we want to send out love. No matter what's going on around you, there's going to be things that happen that are not so positive, not so happy. There's going to be anger outbursts, but we can choose differently. And the more we do that from the inside of us, and the more we do that and choose wisely and choose positively within ourselves, we are making a better world. We are putting out an energy of love. And that's what I'm here to do, no matter what. Yes, I have been plenty attacked by, you know what, usually people that don't like that I'm different from them, and that's okay. I had to overcome that one. I had to overcome that fear big over my life. And that's why I'm here broadcasting it all over the place, because I'm just trying to be true to who I am and help you if that helps you in any way. Jophiel says, remember, when we choose out of fear, it entraps us. When we choose from our heart, it frees us. And that was the big one today that I want everyone to know. Thank you so much for listening. We are out of time, so we've got to go. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. And thank you, everyone in the video chat, for sharing some beautiful things out there. Really appreciate you guys being out there and sharing with one another. And we'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.